on this Feast of Pentecost. I want to start with the story. The story about an Italian man who decided to sell everything he had and immigrate to the United States during the turn of the 20th century. And he barely had enough money to buy even the ticket that he needed to board the ship to the United States. And because he didn't have much money left, he went and he bought some cheese and crackers to eat during the journey to America. And every day for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner, he only ate cheese and crackers. And while he was eating these things, everybody else was in the ship, at the dining hall. And he could smell the lobster and the filet mignon and the Cabernet Sauvignon and all the other great delicious food up there. And he was getting sick and tired of these cheese and crackers all the time. So on the sixth day of the journey, he went to the captain and said, "Look, I'll do anything you want. I'll do the dishes, I'll clean the bathrooms, I'll sweep the floor, anything. Just let me have one meal in the dining room, just one." And then the captain looked a little confused. And he said to him, "But sir, the meals are included with the ticket. The idea of having something available to us and we not realize it is something that comes to mind, I think, on this feast day of Pentecost." See, in the gospel, we hear Jesus promise that he would send an advocate, that he would send the Spirit of truth that will guide us to all truth. And the giver of the Holy Spirit is what we celebrate on this Pentecost. And we refer to the gift as the third person of the Trinity. We call him God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said that his Spirit, who is God, will help us live the faith. That God didn't send us by himself. He sent himself to help us do it. And the Holy Spirit was given to us in baptism, and we were then confirmed and sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. So now we're called to be people who live by the Spirit and in the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is sort of a lost gift in that even though it has been given to us, we don't often live as people who know or believe that we were given it to us at baptism. We have it, but instead we settle for inferior ways. A quick little test. When was the last time you prayed to God the Holy Spirit? You know, I believe that God the Holy Spirit comes to us with traditionally seven gifts of the Holy Spirit to help us live this faith life we're called to live. The Bible tells us that these gifts are wisdom and understanding and counsel and fortitude and knowledge, piety and fear of the Lord. And many spiritual writers see these gifts as like rungs on a ladder that you start climbing toward holiness. And it starts with the fear of the Lord, the first rung, which doesn't mean that being afraid of God, but fearing offending God. Like a child would never want to offend, you know, his parents or her parents or the people he or she loves. When one has this gift, then one grows in piety, which is the desire to worship and serve God. And the one who serves God grows in knowledge of God, begins to see the circumstances of life the way God sees them. Then once one grows in the truth of things, one then grows in fortitude. So you have more courage to live the faith. You know, the truth that comes from God. And then counsel, which is the next and to the highest, is the ability to judge how best to act in a situation. What is worth standing up for, and what is not worth standing up for? What is worth giving one's life for, and what is not worth giving one's life for? And then one reaches the gift of counsel, then understanding comes, which is the certitude about God that moves just beyond believing. And with understanding, the gift of wisdom, is right there. This is the gift from God to order things in right relationship with God. You know, not just know things, like he's a really wise person. It's not just that he's smart, he's like super smart. But wisdom is truly being wise in the ways of God. So the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes along with the ticket of baptism, fearing the Lord, piety, knowledge, fortitude, counsel, understanding, and wisdom, can often be like the man who didn't know that the meals were included with the price ticket, but instead settled eating for cheese and crackers. The next great question is, how do we know? How do we know if we're living by the Spirit? Even if you didn't ask the question, it's still a great question. The Bible says that there are fruits of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul speaks of 12 fruits. And I remember thinking of these fruits as produce. So the Holy Spirit produces these fruits in us when we live by the Holy Spirit. That's how you can tell. Jesus says, look at the fruits. You can tell a person and how faithful and holy they are by looking at the fruits of their life. So the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because they produce these, and fruits are produce, if you get the idea, makes it nice and easy. Produce and produce. Anyway, I thought it was a great way I taught the freshman religion at St. Dom. But they're charity and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modest, self-control, chastity. When one has the gifts of the Holy Spirit given to them by God, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are produced in that person. And it's hard to think that one would be living in the presence of God without the growth of these 12 great fruits that are steeped into faith, our faith life. And these fruits are not just something we decide that we'd like, you know, like to have an act of the will, as they say. You know, like, I think I'm just going to be this way. So one says that one day I'm going to be patient, and then I'm going to be kind, and tomorrow I'll be generous. It's not like someone says, I want to be chaste or modest. Instead, these fruits come from within. They are part of the Spirit within us. After an encounter with God, the person changes, and these fruits begin to be produced in the person. And so if you were to ask what caused the change, and people who have gone through a major experience, they would have to say, most I say, I don't know. It was God. It has to be, because I didn't do it myself. So whether we look at the gifts of the Holy Spirit or the fruits of the Holy Spirit, today is Pentecost. It's Pentecost weekend. And we remember that the followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit was alive in their life and active in their lives. And those who truly lived by the Spirit were willing to give up their life for the Christ who rose on that day and sent them that Spirit. The ability to live by the Spirit in the Spirit came along with our baptism. You all have it. You live with it already. It's already available to you. It's part of the promise that Jesus made to you. And he gave you an advocate to help you know and to live in that truth. May we be open to all that Jesus wanted to offer the world with this gift. So that when was the last time you called upon the Holy Spirit? This came to you at your baptism. You already have it available to you. Hopefully you're not settling for something less.